Mike Northwebio Productions presents Barely Legal, featuring former Chicago Bear Robin Earl and Mike's guy, attorney David Spada, talking NFL football and legal issues in the NFL. Whoa.
Oh, hell yeah! Hey, good morning, Bear fans, and welcome back, everyone. What a hell of a day it was for us Bear fans. This is the Barely Legal Show, and I'm Robin Earl, former fullback and tight end for your Chicago Bears. And alongside me each week is my tremendous partner, attorney at law, David Spada. And again, we are blessed this week to be joined in studio by a strapping young man, number 67 of your beloved Chicago Bears, starting offensive left guard Josh Beekman. And we are looking forward to his comments to the huge trade general manager Jerry Angelo made yesterday. But before we get rocking about this huge day about Jay Cutler's trade, let's thank the people who make this happen each week. And that's our sponsors. They include Mike Norse, Webio Productions, the great tasting coffee from Stewart's, Next Step Medical Group, and finally the Liberty Chicago WiMAX team, which has, by the way, the only digital phone service in the world that costs only $24.95 a month, which includes over 20 call features, and there's no tax or contracts to sign. And when you refer three customers to your phone service is free for life. Again, thanks to the guy behind the glass, Dave Olson, each week. He's got his two kids each morning, so he's looking chirpy this morning. Well, guys, it was a heck of a day yesterday. We got a franchise QB, an all-pro left tackle in Orlando Pace. Our former governor, Rod Blagojevich, was indicted on 17 counts of corruption. Got to throw that in there. So how many Bear fans out there, when you heard the news about Jay Cutler, soiled their pants? What do you think?
Well, I got to think it was a little shock. You know, I was actually with Orton yesterday and, hanging out with him. But, you know, got the news yesterday and glad he has the opportunity to go to Denver. And, you know, we got a franchise quarterback coming.
Fantastic. We want to welcome on board in studio Dave, Josh Beekman here. Wears number 67, fourth round draft choice in the 07 draft, correct?
Correct.
Correct, out of Boston College. Great school.
Yeah, great school. Got to just beat up on Notre Dame every year, and we'll be all right.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you talk about franchise quarterbacks. I think you know a little bit about that. You played with one there at Boston College.
Yeah, Matt Ryan. You know, luckily I played with him for 4 years, roommate with him, and he's a competitor. You know, he did an amazing job in Atlanta this past season, you know, helped us out, you know, late down the road, you know, trying to beat Minnesota. But, you know, kind of was mad at him after the Atlanta game. But, you know, what can you do? You just got to go out and beat him next year.
But it was Christmas time yesterday. We got Jay Cutler, and you see where Jay Cutler's from? He's from Santa Claus, Indiana.
Yeah, I was reading. I pulled up on the web here, Jay Cutler. Now, where is Santa Claus, Indiana? Anybody know? Josh, have you ever heard of Santa Claus, Indiana?
I've never heard of that ever. You know,
I'm assuming it's north, like the North Pole.
North Pole. Okay.
It could be.
Okay, Dave's in here. We'll do some ad libbing here a little bit, trying to figure out what how we're doing electronically here. You know, that's all that new studio that we're doing here at TalkZone.com. So, anyway, I think we're all good to go, right, Dave?
Now it sounds good.
Nah, sound beautiful.
It was driving me nuts. I'm hearing this stuff echoing. What's going on here?
You know, Josh, you know, you've been here now 2 full years. You're going in your third season. Now I've been here 32. All right, and this is by far the greatest sports franchise city in the world because of the tremendous sports fans that we have here, and we have a whole lot of them.
I agree.
This is a Bears town. I don't care. You know, yeah, the Bulls won 6 championships. The Blackhawks are on the rise. The White Sox won a World Series in 06, 05, whatever it was. The Cubs are always the darlings out there, but this is a Bears town. When the news hit that we finally got a quarterback, a franchise quarterback, and a Jay Cutler, do you realize it's been 70 years since we've had a franchise quarterback, and that was back at Sid Luckman?
I did not. You know, I actually heard the news, and then all of a sudden my phone got flooded with a couple family members that are like, oh, I can't wait to go out there and, you know, see you guys play this team or that team, and just congratulate us on the pickup. And, you know, it's to the Bears' credit organization. You know, Jerry Angelo, you know, went out, tried to get a quarterback, and is trying to put the best team out there on the football field.
You know, it was interesting when you hear all the strategy and the way the general managers do their thing and so forth. I think Jerry Angelo handled this absolutely perfect. He, you know what, there wasn't much noise in Bears camp, was there, about this trade at all.
No, there wasn't.
So, you know what? In all reality, the quarterback psyche is everything. Okay, and basically that's why Jay Cutler is kind of out in out of Denver, because Josh McDaniels wanted to bring in his golden boy in there from
Matt Castle
from New England, and it kind of hurt Jay's feelings. And let me tell you something: I have two sons of that are quarterbacks, and the quarterback position is the most important position on the field. But there's a lot of psyche that goes along with that. They'll get their feelings hurt, and if they feel that they're not the man, It's hard for them to continue sometimes.
Well, I haven't had that much experience. You know, luckily I had a great quarterback in college, and, you know, I've played with him a couple of years, and he came up through the ranks from BC, and, you know, I wish him the best of luck, you know, Matt Ryan. But, you know, Cutler's coming in, and I think he's coming in with an attitude, and, you know, obviously we play the Broncos this year in a game, so we're going to see what happens.
So we've got the AFC West on our schedule. So we've got San Diego, Denver, right?
Yeah. I know, just popping up, you know, looking at, you know, someone said it.
Well, you know, you're on preseason.
Yeah,
preseason.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think, Dave, I might want to pull up the Bears schedule, because I know that just came out. I'm trying to think. You guys had the Houstons and the Colts last. You know, you had that. I know you switch every year. They get the divisions intercross from the AFC to the NFC. But yeah, that should be interesting. I think someone made the comment, well, if the Bears didn't get Cutler, when the Bears played the Broncos in preseason, they could have seen what a franchise quarterback looks like, or what they could have. But it looks like they do now. But you know what though. You know, when you really think about the transaction and the trade, you know, I guess it really boiled down, from what I hear, between Washington and Tampa Bay. Okay, and the deciding factor was this, is that Josh McDaniels, the head coach of the Denver Broncos, really liked Kyle Orton.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the difference maker.
Kyle's a good quarterback, but he's no Jay Cutler. I think I'd rather have Jason Campbell than Kyle Orton there. I mean, Jason Campbell's 6'5", 230. Because supposedly Washington offered Jason Campbell and the two first rounders, but they like Kyle Orton better. I know Kyle's a good quarterback. He likes to win, and the coach there in Denver, McDaniel, basically said that he liked Orton better than any quarterback out there because he's a winner. True, he's a winner, but you want a guy who could throw the ball. I mean, he's got Brandon Marshall, Royal as his receivers, the tight end Scheffler. You got to get the ball down in the field, and that was Orton's biggest problem last year. I don't know if it was the injury or not. He had trouble throwing a deep ball.
Yeah, that's true. You know, of course, the injury may have slowed him back. Josh, I'm going to ask you this question. You're an offensive guard, okay, starter. You're in that huddle day in and day out, all right? We know Jay Cutler can throw the ball. It's one of the strongest arms I've ever seen, okay? You know, he seems to have the head for the game, but everything's going to boil down to his leadership. How important is a quarterback's leadership in that huddle?
Well, you know, it's important, but I think the one thing Cutler has that, you know, he can rely on his own recruits. You know, he's our field general out there, and, you know, even he's almost like a quarterback. You know, he's calling out formations, you know, cross dogs, you know, safeties that might be rotating. So, you know, that's going to be a big help for him. You know, there was times out there when I'm out there, I'm just listening to what Owen's saying. He's saying this is coming, that's coming. And, you know, I think that's a great credit to a quarterback to have a Pro Bowl center under him that also take the load off him and see something that maybe he's not seeing.
That'd be beautiful. And again, where did Olin Kreutz go to school?
The UW.
The UW of Huskies, baby, the purple and gold.
Exactly. Hopefully they win more games than last year. What was tie? 0-12?
Oh, they were 0-12. Can you believe that, Josh? And Washington State was 1-11 because they beat Washington.
You never know what's going to happen in a football season.
I can imagine Olin in the locker room, man. And just like, hey, Kreutz, what those Huskies do again this year? Do you get a lot? You get a lot of that in your. We did. I mean, when there was a big rivals, whether it was Notre Dame or USC or Washington was playing a big rival or whatever. I mean, yeah, it was. There was a lot of that. You know, there's a lot of ribbon going on.
Well, luckily my first year, you know, when BC was riding high with Matt Ryan, I was talking a lot of stuff up. But you know, last year they kind of dipped, and I was sporting BC until I think the Virginia Tech game, and then I was just bitter. But there's a lot of pride that you take in your teams, and you know, luckily we'll see what happens this next season.
That's a tough conference, and of course we talked about it. I got to know you a little bit last week. We were at the Walter Payton Center, David, for the Chicago Bear Youth Camps, and sponsored by
ComEd and the Melker Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It was really fantastic. We had a couple hundred kids, and Josh stepped up along with Caleb Haney, I want to get his perspective. I don't know if you had a chance to talk to him, but he also was there helping out with the kids. But you're great, man. You just, you know, I heard just great comments. You worked with the kids, and I've been helping out with Chicago Bear Youth Camps now for over 5 years, and it is so much fun. Of course, I've got six sons, so you know,
yeah, you do.
Part
you
of the
do.
Deal,
That's awesome,
you know?
Little boys.
Yeah, exactly. And it was good to see you out there and step up and help out and so forth. But that's how we got to know each other a little bit. And gave me a cell phone number, and I gave him a call, and I said, I'd love to have you in studio to talk some Bears. And what a day for Bear football, man.
Josh, you said you were with Kyle yesterday. Have you talked to Kyle since the trade?
I haven't, you know, but he was just, you know, what Kyle was doing. He was working on getting better as a football player, going over stuff, and you know, and that's the competitor, I guess Denver wanted, and that's what they saw, and the shine in him. You know, he works hard, and, you know, he's always trying to improve himself.
Real quick, Josh, you didn't play much your rookie year. The same thing with the wide receiver, Bennett from Vanderbilt. Is there a reason the Bears don't let the rookies play a lot their first year?
Well, you know, I can't speak to Earl, but, you know, I was playing behind a veteran, you know, Reuben Brown, who I got to watch do a lot of things, amazing things on tape, you know, his long reach. And you know, a lot, and you had Fred Miller, you had Olin, you had Garza, and you had Tate, you know, and that was a great line, you know, so I got to learn a lot from the veterans that they had that first year, and I truly did learn a lot that this is a man's game and how to prepare and how to get ready, because 16 games does take a toll on you.
Oh, exactly. So who do you go up against in practice, Tommy Harris or Harrison or Dvorak?
You know, luckily we get a great mix, you know, from all the D linemen, you know, from Izzy to Tommy to Harris to Dvorak to Matt. So there's a lot of guys, you always get in a new look, new fresh look, because your sets are always going to be different. So I think they try to, you know, not give you the same guy so you don't get into the same routine as pass rush.
This is the Barely Legal Show on TalkZone.com. And for those listeners out there, and I know there's a bunch of Bear fans out there or across the country, across the world, because we do stream live. Our phone number here is 888-463-6748. And that's 888-GO-FOR-IT, G-O-F-O-R-I-T. Please do call in and get a personal comment from Josh Beekman, the starting left guard for your Chicago Bears. And
I know next week's Good Friday, but this seems like a Good Friday to me.
Man, I tell you what, I'm not kidding you, man. I mean, it flooded the media waves between radio and TV. You know, I know Jay Cutler's probably flying in. I guess he got a press conference up at Lake Forest at about 5 o'clock. And I guess there's, you know, and of course the big number, I don't know what number he's going to wear, Orlando Pace, probably is, what was he, number 76, I believe? 78 of the St. Louis Rams. I mean, my goodness, and you're going to be playing right alongside a 7-time All-Pro, man. How's that feel?
Well, you know, kind of a little used to being around some all pros, you know, like Reuben Brown. I think he had 9 Pro Bowls.
That's right.
Olin, who's, you know, 7, you know, 3-year alternate, you know.
You're squeezed right in between them, man.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I've been playing along some very, very elite, you know, athletes. So I'm very blessed and humble early in my career to get that knowledge from all these players.
Plus, you could play a little center, too, if Olin goes down, right?
Well, you know, I've been forced to, you know, play a little center and, you know, just. You know, you have to know your craft, and you know, if anything happens, I don't think that worst case scenario will happen, because Olin's always out there, always practicing, always improving himself.
And the reason the Bear fans are so excited about this, because you probably don't know this, Josh, but we've had 23 starting quarterbacks since Jim McMahon, and I played with Jim McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tremendous leader, a tremendous head for the game. Problem was, he couldn't stay healthy. He was always hurt, banged up. He, in my opinion, he only had one year that was worth anything. That was the 85 Super Bowl year. After that, he just kind of kept getting hurt and kind of getting traded. He only played for 9 teams.
No, I did not.
Yeah, 9.
But here's the thing with McMahon. McMahon was smart, but he didn't have the arm. Basically, he wasn't as elusive as Cutler is. So Cutler reminds me a lot of a young Brett Favre, John Elway. The guy's got an arm, can get out of trouble, can run. Basically, he's a good pocket presence, can throw the ball, and he's not afraid to throw into double coverage. Even though his interceptions are high, he's only averages 1 a game. 1 a game you could live with. If he throws 16 interceptions a year or 32 touchdowns, you'll love that.
Adding Cutler and adding Pace to the offense improves it tremendously. Now all I've got to do, all the Bears need to do now, if Jerry wants to really pull a rabbit out of his rear end, is go out and get Bolden.
You know what? I was thinking on the way here, give your second round pick to Arizona for Bolden. You'll have Bolden wide receiver with Hester, with Bennett as your third. You got Forte at running back. Your defense is going to be better just because Marinelli has taken over that defense.
I think so. Oh, hey, let's, you know, I know you're an offensive guy, and but you get to see the way Marinelli works with the D-line. What's your impression of him?
Well, my impression is that he's a great coach. You know, the D-line is already praising him. You know, they like his ability to coach, you know, teach him up and educate them about the game. And, you know, I think they're very excited, and I think it's going to be a fun fun OTAs, just going against the guys and seeing what new techniques they do.
You know, it seems like that coach, he seems to, with so much enthusiasm. You know, I take it the way this is, but sometimes coaches are better like defensive coordinators instead of head coaches. He fits the defensive coordinator role much better than he does a head coach. You agree with that a little bit?
Well, I kind of think that he's out there. He's always working with the guys, and you know, even the some of the offensive coaches are saying how much they're learning from him, just being around him talking football. So, you know, I think he's definitely an improvement, a stronger coach, and makes the Bears organization better.
How much does coaching have effect on the players? If you have a strong coaching staff, do you have a better chance of succeeding?
I think so. I think you got committed coaches like that we do. You know, they're in early, you know, you got to praise your coaches. They help get you prepared. They help see things that maybe you miss and always trying to improve and get you better. So a strong coach only helps. You know, a coach that's passionate is even better.
How excited do you think Ron Turner is today?
Yeah. I think he's very excited. You know, he's going to probably meet with Cutler maybe later today. But, you know, they're professionals. They know what they need to do to get ready, and, you know, it'll be an interesting offseason.
Fantastic. You know, before we take a break here, we're going to, you know, in the next segment, hopefully we're going to bring on my former teammate, Reeve Sori, that started at right guard, okay, with the Bears for many, many years. He was all pro. And, of course, so between him and I and another offensive guard, Noah Jackson, was kind of like when I was starting at fullback for three seasons with Walter. When we ran that sweep, Josh, it was like no other. I mean, we had the two guards pulling around the corner, and, of course, I was 6'5", 255 as the lead fullback. I mean, we put a little scare in some of those DBs.
Oh, exactly. I mean, you had Walter, you had Noah Jackson, Reeve, Dennis Lick, Albrecht, Dan Neal. And yeah, Jiggett's, what, sweeping the floors?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you a quick story here. I don't know how much time we got left here, but it looks like we'll continue here. But I'll give you a quick little story here. When it was my second start, my rookie year, and I, you know, we pulled off a miracle against Kansas City. We won 28-27 with 8 seconds to go on a Hail Mary pass, basically, the Greg Latta. So the next week we're playing Minnesota, and it was a short week. And the first play of the game, they kicked off to us. First play of the game, we ran a play called Brown Right 38 Bob Otto. It was nothing more than the two guards sweeping around right, and I'm leading the sweep, and Walter gets the ball, of course, and he rips off about a 28 yarder. And I'll never forget this because the all-pro cornerback for the Minnesota Vikings, God, I can't think of his name right now. I'm not sure if he made the Hall of Fame or not, but, just, you know, he was kind of a skinny white guy. You know, he'd been in the league a long time, but he's a real savvy guy. When I came around that corner with those guards, his eyes lit up like saucers. And back in those days, Josh, we actually had on the sidelines, we had like a moat. That's how we sat. They actually carved out of the ground, and we sat on, you know, down.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy. So I will pull up his name here in a second. But I drove this corner into that moat.
Wow.
You know, I got hooked up on him, you know, and I just kept going. And, of course, Walter cuts back, rips off 28 yards. I run him into the moat there, and he looks at me. He goes, Robin, take it easy on me with you. I said, you're going to see this all day. And, of course, Walter, that's when he set the NFL record of 275 yards rushing that day. And We got back in the huddle, and, of course, I could see my two guards, Reavy and Noah, and they're just, their eyes are just fired up. He goes, man, give that ball to Walter all day, baby. Here we go.
You know? No, the way, you know, I watched a little tape on him, but, you know, he was a beast. He can run the ball, and, you know, the power that that man had.
It was incredible. Hey, we're going to take a short break here, and we'll be back in a couple, and we're here with Josh Beekman, David Spader, Robin Earl. This is the Barely Legal Show. See you in a flash.
Attention employers of medical professionals and medical professionals looking for new employment opportunities. Do you ever think about how much time and money you spend searching for the perfect candidate to add to your medical team? Do you ever wonder what other career opportunities are out there for you, but you're too exhausted at the end of your day to look? Then you need to contact Next Step Medical Staffing. At Next Step, the medical professional can count on us to alleviate the stress of searching for a new job. And for all your employment managers, we ensure we provide you with the most qualified candidate to meet your medical staffing need. We assist our clients and medical professionals to fill staffing needs in the areas of nursing, allied health, physician, clinical research, psychiatric, and federal staffing services. Call 1-877-6-NEXT-STEP or find us on the web at nmsstaffing.com. Let our professional staff show you we are your next step in solving your medical staffing and career needs.
Need sound legal advice? If you've been injured at work, in a car accident, or on the job, or received a traffic ticket, then call me, Attorney David Spada. Don't get taken advantage of. Don't represent yourself. Ensure your rights are protected. Call me, David Spada, at 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. You can also download my sports and legal show, Barely Legal, with former pro football player Robin Earl on TalkZone.com.
When you hear a police siren, what are the first words out of your mouth? Well, it should be to call an attorney you can trust. My guy! Attorney David Spada. Going to court without an experienced traffic attorney could result in a conviction, loss or suspension of your driver's license, traffic school, increased insurance rates, or even jail. I wouldn't want any of these, and you shouldn't either. Don't screw up by not calling David Spada. Call David now, 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. Or visit northtonorth.com to see the reduced rates David Spada is offering.